There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Cruise ships do an idle wild.
Car 54, where are you?
You could sleep through a wonderful picture like that, I'll never know.
I'll tell you how. Of course, this is the 10th time you dragged me to see the same picture the last 5 years. That's how.
And I could see it another 10 times. The Captain's Paradise with Alec Guinness. What a story. A captain of a Mediterranean freighter with one wife in Gibraltar and another in Casablanca.
One guy with two wives? To me, that's no paradise. And on top of that, I don't think it's legal.
You're so provincial. Alec Guinness is so romantic. He spends one weekend with one wife in Casablanca, then crosses the Mediterranean and spends the next weekend with the wife in Gibraltar.
Lucille, I don't like that kind of talk at my house.
So you're such a stick in the mud. It was just a movie.
That's the trouble with you. You can't see a movie and just forget about it. The week after you saw Susie Wong, you walked around with a pigtail.
It was a pony.
And every time you see a Bridget Bardot picture, you start running around in a towel.
Oh, stop. The only romance I get out of life lately is from the movies.
You and your movies.
Why don't you stay home once in a while? Watch television, arrest your eyes.
Dash, handsome. Got the what? Do you have to lay there in your underwear?
After you saw Marlon Brando in that picture, Streetcar Named Desire, you had me laid around the house all week with a torn t-shirt.
Don't you even mention yourself and Marlon Brando in the same breath. You know how I feel about him.
Look, Lucille, if you're not happy with me, why don't you marry Marlon Brando? I hear he'll do anything for a laugh.
Nice talk from a husband. Oh, Gunther, how you have changed. When I fell in love with you in high school, you were a football hero, the envy of every girl.
What do you want me to do? Walk around the house all day with a football under my arm? Lucille, time marches on.
But you don't. You're still in the same place. 10 years on the force and you're still a patrolman.
Don't start on that again.
Look at Captain Block. He's only been on the force a few years longer than you.
Look, Lucille, why don't you marry Captain Block? He's got a sense of humor, too.
I'm sorry for you, Gunther Tootie. You haven't a spark of ambition or romance left in you.
What do you mean I have no romance left in me? Don't I kiss you every New Year's Eve?
That's right. And I still have 10 months to go.
Lucille, darling.
Yes, Gunther.
I think I'm getting a hard burn.
Francis.
What is it, Gunther?
Could I ask you a personal question?
Sure, go ahead, Gunther.
Do you think I'm unromantic?
No. I think you're enchanting.
Thanks.
Why? Would you like to neck?
I'm serious. Lucille is right. I'm a stick in the mud. When she first married me, I was a hero. Look at me now, writing out parking tickets, catching a jaywalker, with a little luck, nabbing a litterbug now and then.
Gunther, that's your job.
It's a rut. I gotta do something to show her that I'm still the hero she fell in love with. Maybe on our day off, we could put on our disguises and prowl around. Maybe we could nab some suspicious characters.
Gunther, we tried that once. Remember what happened? We nabbed each other.
Boy, the way she admires Captain Block. When he nabbed that...
Attention all cars, this is an all-city alarm. Code signal 1041.
1041? Must be a big one. Bank robbery or something.
The following cars report to the Times Square check area. Cars 50, 51, 52, 53, 55, 56. Go at once, that is all.
Car 54 to dispatch.
Come in, car 54.
We're available. All we're doing is watching traffic on Bronx River Parkway. Over.
Is that you, Tootie?
Yes.
Keep watching that traffic. That is all.
Until you nab that burglary ring, and until you become captain.
I know. Keep watching the traffic.
I wish I could help you, Captain. Schnauzer, this is a 1041 call. They want every available off-duty cop in plain clothes in Times Square tomorrow. Now, headquarters knows the mob that just pulled that $500,000 payroll robbery is in that area. Schnauzer, this is the biggest manhunt in the department's history.
Captain, I told you, it's my sister's wedding. I've got to stand up for the groom. Stand. I've got to hold them up.
Leo, headquarters is desperate.
Not as desperate as my sister. 36 years old and not even a near miss. If I'm not there tomorrow to hold on to this guy when he lifts the veil to kiss her.
Schnauzer, I'm sure she's not there.
Don't say she's not. I'm her brother. I'm facing facts. Captain, you don't know my family. Six sisters, and I'm considered the pretty one. You don't understand. With this guy we've got for her, it's still touch and go. We've kept him drunk for 3 weeks.
Schnauzer, this is the one time.
You think there's a manhunt going on Times Square? You should have seen what we went through to get this guy.
Now, Schnauzer, if it's that important to you...
Important? The last Schnauzer girl is getting married. Do you know what this means? Not just to me, but to the whole Bronx. Men will be able to walk the street again. You know me, Captain, any time you call up. But this is a must.
I understand.
Thank you.
Captain Block. Oh, yes, Inspector, I know. I'm trying to round up every man I've got who can walk, run, or creep.
Captain, I'd like to volunteer for plainclothes duty.
Good, we can use all the men. Mutiny.
I read on the teletype, there's a dragnet on Times Square sector.
Well, actually, they've got all the men they need.
Oh, please, Captain, I deserve a chance. I've been on the force for 10 years, and I was never in on an important operation.
Duty, you've spent all your time in the Bronx. This is Midtown Manhattan.
Are you kidding? I know New York City like the back of my hand. How about it?
Well, all right.
I'll never forget you for this, Captain.
Inspector Climates is in charge of the operation. First thing tomorrow morning, go up to headquarters and report to him.
Yes, sir. Headquarters?
It's on Center Street.
Oh, of course. Captain?
Now what?
How do you get to Center Street?
You take a Lexington Avenue subway and you get off at Center Street.
Then what?
Then you do what any other stranger does. Ask a cop.
Yes, sir.
Inspector Climates, Captain Block again. About that Times Square dragnet you're working on.
Block, it's a dilly. It's one of those complicated pieces of police machinery where one monkey wrench could blow the whole thing up.
That's what I called about, Inspector. There's a monkey wrench on his way down to see you. His name is Tootie, Patrolman Gunther Tootie. He'll be in to see you tomorrow morning. Inspector, under no condition, let him get involved in your operation.
Sure, you finally get 48 hours off, and do you think of spending them with me? No, will you put that gun away before you hurt yourself?
I'm late. I gotta go down to police headquarters. I gotta talk to Inspector Climates.
Gunther, just what is this special assignment?
All I can tell you is that it's big, Lucille. Big.
Now, don't try being a hero. I don't want you in any danger.
Honey, danger is my business. Just watch the headlines.
Gunther!
And stick close to the television set. Watch the 11 o'clock news. I'll wave to you.
I want you to hang around the lobbies of all the theaters in this area here. Now, get going. And you, I want you to check on all the pizza places. We've got a tip the two of the mob can't stay away from the stuff. That's all.
Patrolman Gunther Tootie reporting for special assignment, sir.
Good. Now, here's what I want... Tootie?
Yes, sir. Gunther Tootie, 53rd Precinct.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've got something for you that's quite special.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Send in O'Brien.
Oh, I'm working with a partner?
Yes, this assignment calls for it.
Good. I was thinking about this assignment all last night, and I got a good idea.
Officer O'Brien, this is Officer Tootie.
How do you do? You see, a good place where the crooks would hide would be the Turkish baths.
Turkish baths?
Yes. I can cover the steam rooms, and you take the shot. Where's O'Brien?
I'm Officer O'Brien.
A woman?
Yes, we've had to change our plans a little.
I know. The steam room is out. Inspector, maybe I'd go to the Turkish baths by myself, and when I come out, I can tell her what I saw.
No. Well, we checked all your qualifications, and we have a certain important assignment that fits you to a T.
Ooh, the counterfeiting ring in Queens.
No. No, actually, it's a purse snatcher in Brooklyn.
person that's from Brooklyn?
Yes. You and O'Brien will work as decoys, a husband and wife relaxing in the park. You see, when a woman is out with her husband, she isn't as careful with her handbag as she is when she's by herself. O'Brien?
Yes, sir.
We have a small boy who'll be working with you.
Oh, there's a kid, too?
Yes. Now, O'Brien, I want you to change into civilian clothes. And both of you get out to Prospect Park right away.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Yes, dear.
So, as I was saying, I talked to Edna Harris today, and you know how she chatters on. Anyhow, the Harrises wanted us to come over tonight to play Mahjong, but I said I'd have to ask you first. Because after all, darling, it is your one day off, and I do feel that a wife should do exactly what her husband wants her to do.
Will you shut up?
I'm not exactly overjoyed to be working with you either. This assignment means a lot to me.
It means a lot to me, too. If I do good here, they're going to make me an honorary member of the YWCA.
Daddy, dear, can I have 10 cents for another ice cream?
Look, kid.
Son, call me son, stupid. You're supposed to be my father.
Look, sonny boy.
Son. Just plain son. Sonny boy makes it sound too much of an obvious plan.
Will you please shut up? We're attracting attention. Give him a dime for the ice cream.
He's been diming me to death. 4 ice creams, 6 balloons, 8 bags of popcorn. You're making a pretty good thing out of this, aren't you, kid?
Son.
Here's your dime. How am I going to get this money back?
Haven't you been making out vouchers?
Vouchers?
Don't you know anything?
I'm not used to these small assignments.
Well, what are you belly aching about? They took me off the Times Square operation to do this.
The Times Square operation?
Yeah, I was supposed to go through Turkish baths selling newspapers.
No kidding. People are passing.
Thank you for the money for ice cream, Daddy.
You're welcome, son.
Of course, I had to tell her she looked lovely in that dress. But, my dear, with that figure, the last type of dress in the world that she should have worn was
Olive. What is it? Don't look now, but on that bench over there, the man with the blonde woman. What about him? Isn't he the football player who went to our high school?
Gunther Tutti.
You're right. Wait a minute. He married Lucille Hesselwhite.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. That is one wedding I will never forget as long as I live. I wasn't invited.
That's not Lucille.
It certainly isn't.
I knew it wouldn't last. Poor Lucille.
You know, I haven't called her in such a long time.
Well, now isn't the time to do it in her grief.
Yes, it might appear we were rubbing it in.
There's a dime. There's a phone booth.
Now, darling, I know you have your heart set on sending Junior to a military school, but I really think that a public school is much better for a well-rounded education. Now, don't you think so, dear?
What are you talking about schools? You're talking about a kid who's going to be capped in 6 months.
I bought my ice cream, Daddy, dear.
That's a good boy.
Keep your eye on a handbag, stupid.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Bertha, but after all these years, is that what you called up to tell me? That you saw Gunther with a blonde in Prospect Park? Bertha, when you thought it was Gunther, you picked on the last man in the world to be out with another woman. Gunther with a blonde? But thanks anyway. My Gunther with a blonde in Prospect Park?
What's so funny? The minute I came into the house, you're on the floor laughing.
Never mind. Go on. And then what happened?
Oh, I spotted 2 guys coming out of the Times Square subway. The inspector himself congratulated me. Gee, I hope I get the same assignment tomorrow.
Gunther?
Yeah?
Guess who called me today?
Who?
Guess!
Alec Guinness.
Oh, stop joking.
I'm serious. He's got a wife in Casablanca. He's got a wife in Gibraltar. Maybe now he wants another one in the Bronx.
Stop that. It was Bertha Kranz.
Bertha Kranz?
You remember, we went to high school with her.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what she told me? She told me. She told me.
Well, what'd she tell you?
Never mind. It's too ridiculous even to mention it.
Lucille.
What is it, Gunther?
We've been married to each other long enough to be frank with each other.
Oh, yes, Gunther.
I mean, you wouldn't take this personal.
No, Gunther.
I think you're gone nuts.
Hello, Rose. I'm all ready for the movies. Let's go.
Lucille, Aunt Nettie called me today. Do you realize that we haven't seen her in 2 months?
But Rose, that's a trip on the subway all the way out to Brooklyn.
We just have to. She never gets out of the house.
Well, all right.
We'll take her for a walk through Prospect Park.
Did you say Prospect Park?
Yes. Why? What is it?
It's nothing. It's nothing, really. It's so ridiculous you wouldn't even believe it. Let's go. Everybody else is just fine, Aunt Nettie. Gunther's still on the police force, but he's very anxious to see you.
Al is very occupied at the factory, but he keeps saying that we ought to go and see Aunt Nettie. Now, you've heard him say that often, haven't you, Lucille?
Wait.
What is it?
Don't look now, but that blonde sitting on that bench.
What about her?
She's got on the same hat that I have.
Where?
Right over there. See, talking to that...
Nettie, will you walk on ahead and wait for us? It's Gunther.
So that's what's been going on.
Oh, now, Lucille.
All these years he's fooled me, making me think he wasn't interested in other women. Making me think he was some kind of a clod. And all the time he's been chasing blondes.
Now, Lucille, don't cause a scene.
Oh, won't I, though? I'll show that two-timing Casanova.
Daddy, dear, can I have a dime for another ice cream?
Of course, son. That's what fathers are for.
Thank you.
Take me home. Take me home just long enough to pack my bags and write a note.
Lucille, I got home early. Francis and I, we're going to get in a streak of bowling before dinner. Lucille. She's probably still at the movies.
Hey, Gunther, how come you got off so early this afternoon?
The kid had homework to do. Without him, I was lost. Brother, the way I shut my mouth off to Lucille, if she ever found out about that crummy assignment that I had, a purse-snatching job.
Look, Gunther, you were just doing your duty.
I wasn't even good at it. We lost 3 handbags.
Hey, what's this?
It's addressed to Mr. Gunther Tootie.
You read it. I'm going to bedroom and get my bowling shoes.
Dear Gunther, I know all about Brooklyn. I'll find my happiness with somebody else. Lucille Hasselwhite.
Hey, Lucille took all her clothes. She must have gone to see a triple feature.
Gunther, get a hold of yourself. This note is from Lucille. She knows about Brooklyn.
She found a... Oh, brother, am I going to get the horse laugh from her when she comes home?
No, Gunther, listen closely. She isn't coming home.
What do you mean?
She's walked out. She's left you. She's gone. Now do you understand?
Who is he?
Now, Gunther, take it easy.
Who is he?
And that's the story, Captain. The story of a great deceit and the end of my marriage.
Tootie with a family in Brooklyn and another one in the Bronx? How did he know what subway to take?
Oh, he told you that. He told you thinking he was some bumbling oaf. He's a shrewd, calculating, double-crossing...
Now, Lucille.
If it wasn't for his other family, that's why I came to see you, Captain. I want my name to be taken off Gunther's pension list. I don't want 1 cent of the benefits a wife gets from the Brotherhood Club and all the other funds.
Now, Lucille.
I mean it, Captain. Let it all go to them. He has a son to take care of. Gunther's son.
Lucille, there's got to be something wrong here, Tootie, with 2 families.
No, it's true. My sister Rose and I saw them. Daddy, can I have a dime? He had Gunther's eyes.
Please, Lucille, this is no place to discuss this. Let me take you out, get you some coffee, then we'll go over and talk to my wife, Elsie.
Oh, please, Captain, don't bother.
Oh, nonsense. If there's anything I can do, it's my duty to do it. Now, come on, Lucille. Everything's going to be all right.
Come on, Gunther. The first... first one to tell this to is the Captain Block.
I'll find my happiness with somebody else. Who is he? Who is he?
Gunther, we're not going to get anywhere with you keep saying, who is he, who is he? Now, come on, if anyone knows what to do, it's Captain Block. I don't know what to say.
It was Captain Block all the time.
Gunther, maybe it's a mistake.
There's no mistake. She kept throwing him up at me all the time. Captain Block, the hero. And just two nights ago, I told her, why don't you marry Captain Block? And the thing that gets me is that this is the first time in my married life that she ever did what I asked her to.
Before this gets out of hand, you better talk to Captain Block.
No, I'm going to talk to the sweetest woman in the world, Mrs. Block.
The captain's wife?
That's right. I want to soften the blow. Mrs. Block! Mrs. Block!
My husband and Lucille!
I wanted you to be the first to know.
I can't believe it.
Now, take it easy, Mrs. Block.
My husband and Lucille Tootie! How clever he was keeping it from me!
Now, Mrs. Block, why don't you go in the bedroom and lie down?
No, I'm going to stay in this house just long enough to write him a note.
I understand. Give it to him good.
And then, Francis, take me to your mother. She's the only friend I have.
Of course, Mrs. Block.
Francis, why don't you take her home? I'm going to try and find out how long this affair has been going on. There's one person who must know everything.
You heard me, Gunther. You're a beast. You're a philandering beast.
How about Lucille?
Oh, we saw you with your wife and child in Prospect Park this afternoon.
Wife and child? Oh, no. That was an assignment. I was on duty.
On duty? You don't expect Lucille to believe that.
All right. I'll prove it. O'Brien. I gotta find O'Brien.
Elsie. Elsie, dear.
Oh, really, Captain? You shouldn't trouble her?
Nonsense. If there's one person in the world who can help you, it's Elsie. You wait here. Elsie. Elsie.
No one will ever help me again. No one will ever...
Captain Gill!
She left me!
That's impossible!
Who could it be? Who could it be?
I can't believe it. Where would she go?
Muldoon's mother, she'd know. She's Elsie's best friend. Let's go!
Her husband and Lucille Tootie?
It's true.
I can't believe it.
It's true, Mother. She left him a note saying she was leaving him for somebody else. And we saw the somebody else running away with her.
How long has it been going on? Where did they meet?
Calm down. I'll make you a cup of tea. Comfort her, Francis.
Francis, you always admired him. How could he have been so cruel?
You never know, men. Now, no.
Oh, I'm sorry, Francis. I didn't know you were entertaining a young...
Oh, that's who it is!
Captain!
Don't you captain me, you wife-stealer!
Wife-stealer? Oh. That was your game, playing the sweet, shy boy who never went out with girls, and all the time this is going on right under my nose!
Captain, let me explain.
This note explains everything!
Francis, what's going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. Your son, your baby boy, stole my wife from me.
Mother, don't believe him. Mother.
Francis?
Mother, it was all a big mistake.
It certainly is.
For shame! Have you no respect bringing her into a respectable home?
Quiet, Lucille. This is Police Officer O'Brien. We were on duty together at Prospect Park. We were watching for a purse snatcher.
Of course. I told him to give you some unimportant...
Gunther!
Lucille!
Elsie!
Oh, Francis!
Mother... See, folks, as Shakespeare once said, all's well that it...
Take that, you heartbreaker! You'll explain at home. Come on.
Gunther, are you all right?
I'm all right.
Oh, Gunther, for the first time in years, you look like a hero to me again.
A hero?
Yes. This is how I remember you on the football field. Flat on your back.
There's a holdup in the Bronx.
Brooklyn's broken out in fights.
There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights.
There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's new and Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?